you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Welcome to Managing Technology the Right Way with your host, Sun Gilgal, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. If you don't have time for college, let the college come to you via the Internet. All comments, views, and opinions expressed in this show are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers. Now showing you how to manage technology the right way, here's Sun Gilgal.
Good morning, folks, and welcome to the show. It needs careful planning and flawless execution to make technology work for us. But how many times do we succeed? On this show, we invite business leaders and subject matter experts with extensive experience in technology management. The intent here is to learn from their experience and discuss better ways to manage technology. To learn more about the show, please visit talkshow.avval.com. That is talkshow.avval.com. Today's topic is web services, hype versus reality. Our guest for today's show is Sunisa Zimet. Sunisa serves as a Director of Standard Strategy at BPMI.org. He is a recognized industry thought leader in business process management, technology architecture, and internet standards, and has been since many years an influential contributor to the development and adoption of open internet standards at organizations including BPMI.org, OSS, UDDI, XML.org, WSI, and others. Previously, Sunisa has been holding various executive and senior management positions at SAP in the U.S. and Europe. He was instrumental in leading the industry-wide initiative Web Services Interoperability Organization, where he served on the board of directors and chaired the WSI Applications Workgroup. Sunisa is a member of editorial boards, like of the International Journal of Business Process Integration and Management, and serves as chairman at industry events like IEEE, ICWS, International Conference on Web Services. Sunisa is a recognized technical leader and co-author of industry-leading specifications like the Web Services Choreography Interface 1.0, which became the foundation of the Web Services Choreography Workgroup at the W3C. Good morning, Sunisa. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sanjuk.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
How is summer treating you?
So far, so good. It's getting really hot here in California.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, because we're in Chicago and somehow summer doesn't seem to be coming.
Oh, I see.
So let's get into web services and let's first of all understand what this is all about. What we are talking here is web services is basically a gateway from the outside world to interact with an organization and exchange data in predefined manner. Now, this has been the business need that IT has been fulfilling through custom interfaces for organizations anyways, and it is since the beginning of enterprise computing. So, other than leveraging the Internet as the underlying carrier, what is so new about it?
Well, most important about web services is with web services, we are starting looking at software as a service. We don't really look at the way how we package the software as we did in the past. We don't really care how is it implemented, on which platform is it implemented. We basically try to make the shift from the implementation view to the service view when we talk about software. And this is a drastic change. This has also consequences where software needs to be redesigned and software needs to be redeployed and so on. This, of course, happens gradually, but I think the most important thing is what out of sudden, we consider software as a service. This goes also along with the pricing philosophy. The end user pays for the usage, no longer for the installation, and many other implications which are resulting out of this view on software. The other important part is that with web services, we strictly use open standards. As you might know, web services are based on a whole set of protocols which have been developed over the last half decade and which has become more or less mature by now, HTTP, XML, SOAP, WSDL, and many more to come are the underlying protocols which are guaranteeing that the software which is implemented based on web services is no longer proprietary. So the end users can rely on the software which is built upon open standards. Yeah, there is no dependency on one vendor. There are many advantages along with the idea of building software based on open standards. I think these are the most important differences which I see in web services. There are certainly more, and we can talk about them later.
Wonderful. Go ahead. Yeah, so I understand this part where you're saying that, web services has got more to offer than just using internet as a carrier. Now, in simpler terms, adopting web services would mean, breaking your business processes in logically manageable chunks and make them as a standalone technology application component. And then, as needed, you just take these manageable chunks and bring them together, and not exactly tie them in a hard link. You would actually be creating interfaces between them and use something like XML. And definitely, we don't want to go into geek speak, but that's what it is. You first pull it apart and then make them talk to each other. Now, when given the situation where a company which has a workflow already established and it has a system which is already in place, which has got hard links and it's completely and very tightly integrated, why would we at all need it? Because if the workflow is not changing and it's an exception and not a rule, then is this exercise at all getting us anything?
This goes very much into the basic question, what web services are really, as far as I understand it. I think web services are very often used as a way of describing an architecture, how we want to build software based on the open internet platform and on distributed computing model. But I think most important to understand about web services from a technical standpoint is what web services are actually not a way to build applications or to design applications or even to deploy them. They basically don't care how you implement your application, on which platform you implement it, and how you distribute your application later once it's operated and once running. Web services are mainly describing the way how interfaces are designed, and web services are ensuring that those interfaces are interoperable across implementation, across different platforms, across different languages. So this is the most important part to understand. Web services actually don't care how your application is implemented. You can use legacy implementation in whatever programming language. It could be COBOL, it could be Fortran, it could be something which is very old. If you know if it's running, you just package it and you put a standard interface around it and you deploy it as a web service. So this is working. Web services are not providing you much help about how you do your enterprise applications and how you design your processes. And getting back to your question, I believe that it's important to see the advantage in the way how you distribute your applications and how you let them communicate to each other using open protocols, and not so much the effect which it might have on the design of the application. I think certainly it's going to have an impact with you with web services that you will need to redesign applications. It's not going to work to use them as they were designed initially, but hopefully the impact is going to be low, and it's not going to have too much work necessary around redeploying your application.
So you're basically saying that you're basically in a situation where you have external interfaces that you need to create, or you need to talk to external parties, and those interfaces might be sitting as hard links. At that place, web services might be a good fit versus trying to rip apart your internal applications just to make them modular, and actually if you look from the value standpoint, it might not be creating any value.
Right. Both internal and external applications are not going to be, the interface is not going to be hardwired. With web services, you can make the interface description also independent of the application, and you can even go further and distribute it in a registry. Which makes it very transparent, very easy to bind to any application who wants to use it later. But regardless of internal or external application, you will use standard interfaces which are going to characterize the service, which are going to tell what technology the service is using, which are going to explain what functionality the service is providing, and the end user who is going to be, so to speak, a kind of process composition engine is going to look through and combine those pieces and put them together in a meaningful way for a specific problem which needs to be solved. The good thing is that it's going to be very easy to compose web services to fulfill a specific function. It's also going to be easy to decompose them or even to do it modular on the flow if there is need to make changes to the way how you compose applications. This is ideally the way how web services are going to help to design business processes, and I think that this is also the direction where the industry is heading up right now with all the different technologies and standards which are taking care of the features and the technical capabilities to do this kind of job.
So, like again, going back to the basic question that I asked, that where exactly we're just trying to justify the need for ripping apart an application and trying to implement web services on that. So is there some kind of due diligence that could be performed at what application or what interfaces should be changed into web services versus what should be left alone because they're working anyway?
I think there are many applications today who are simply exposing their existing interfaces using web service technology. They're describing the functionality through WSDL and basically are not changing at all. The question is obviously if this is the best way to facilitate what web services can do. From my experience, you often need to go back and look in the design of the application and find out, does it really make sense to keep the design as it was? Typically, those applications have been designed many years before. At a time where we didn't look at the design of application from an internet standpoint, we were not thinking from a distributed computing model side, we were more focused on the client-server model, and for this reason, I believe that design is often not really appropriate for the way how web services can be designed. But practically speaking, it works. You can simply take your applications as they are, package them with the interface, deploy them, and publish your interface in a registry, and they're automatically usable as a web service. And I think this is the big strength behind it. And it's something which is practically usable and available today, and this is what you also see already in applications today.
Great. Let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today, college graduates average 75 to 110% more income than non-graduates. If you don't have time to go to college, let the college come to you via the internet. At University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree when and wherever you want in just 2 to 3 years. University of Phoenix, the largest private accredited university in the U.S. We offer degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix Online at 1-800-797-3011.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On Managing Technology the Right Way, we'll talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its associated risks. Heard every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Sunjoe Gall, the host of Managing Technology the Right Way, will interview business leaders and other experts that have shaped the way we use technology. If you want to keep up with the changing world of technology, listen to Managing Technology the Right Way with Sunjoe Gall, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online, every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.avval.com today. Avval is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom line improvements as a result of services rendered by us. Whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation, we back it up by our unconditional, positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Avval can help your company, visit www.avval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avval, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today.
Today, college graduates average 75 to 110% more income.
You're listening to BusinessAmericaRadio.com on the SurfNet Radio Network, brought to you by SurfNet Media Group, publicly traded under the symbol SFNM. Learn how to make money by going against the crowd. Listen to Thinking Outside the Herd, value-based strategies for profitable stock investing with Philip Butz and Adam Herron, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. On the show, Philip and Adam will show you how to find and evaluate unique opportunities in the stock market that will enable you to build a portfolio with real rather than relative returns. Improve your portfolio. Stay ahead of the curve. Listen to Thinking Outside the Herd, value-based strategies for profitable stock investing with Philip Butz and Adam Herron. Every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Business America Radio.
Your investments make a difference. Each dollar you invest may be changing the future of our planet. Are you investing wisely? Listen to Eco Dollars with Garvin and Maria every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. On the show, Garvin Jaybush and Maria Novopotapov will discuss ways for you to make investments that make sense for you and the environment. They will also discuss current spending habits and trends and their effect on the economy. Know what you own. Believe in the companies you invest in. Listen to Eco Dollars with Garvin Jaybush and Maria Novopotapov every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Informative, entertaining, and educational talk. www.voiceamerica.com. Come find out what you've been missing.
Rule number one when investing, always have a strategy. Rule number two, listen to Strategies for Enlightened Investors with Jim Wooden and Lance Austin. Heard every Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Strategies for Enlightened Investors will expose investment myths that just aren't true and let you know about financial planning strategies for your future. Become an enlightened investor every Friday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Talk radio with a business.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Managing Technology the Right Way, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sun Jogal.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who just tuned in, today's topic is web services, hype versus reality. Our guest for today's show is Sunisa Zimek. Sunisa serves as a Director of Standards Strategy at BPMI.org. He is a recognized industry thought leader in business process management, technology architecture, and internet standards, and has been since many years an influential contributor to the development and adoption of open internet standards at organizations including BPMI.org, OSS, UDDI, XML.org, WSI, and others. Before the break, we briefly discussed about the idea of, whether it's basically a good idea or not to rip apart any and every application that you have just because there is web services which shows you some great promises about making it flexible, and you just go about and, just changing your design just for the sake of it without getting any true value out of it. Now let's move on to the next question, where web services is presented as a cure-all for data exchange problems across organizations with different technologies. Then why do we have the interoperability issues?
Well, that's a good question. I believe the simple answer is that we are simply not there yet. Web services are still in a process of being developed, and the technology is emerging. We have, since a couple of years, we have some protocols established which have been used in application design and development for applications. But honestly speaking, we have much more work to do, specifically around questions around reliable messaging and around security. And this is ongoing work which is going to come in the next years. Now, the major question, why do we have interoperability issues, is basically to be answered, I think, from three angles. One is what the underlying protocols are developed from different organizations, and these organizations work independently, so they never integrated the protocols and they never tested them, really. Out of this development process, there are certain ambiguities in the specifications and interpretations implementation questions which need to be resolved when it comes to implementation. So I think it's a practical issue here which needs to be basically resolved by doing some implementation work and gathering some experience, hands-on experience with those specification and the protocols. The other reason is that the platforms are still in the process of being developed to enable web services. When you look at today's Java platform or .NET platform, this is an ongoing development issue from the vendor side. They provide updates in each release, and they facilitate more and more web service features, which are going to make it easier to develop and deploy web services. So ideally, the end user wants to have all the functionalities in his development environment and in his platform, which he can use, and he doesn't want to implement web services from the scratch. And then the third important part here is the application view. Today's applications, as you already touched, are not enabled for web services. This is work which needs to be done. Applications need to be wrapped through their standard interfaces. They need to be deployed, and they need to be registered. This is certainly a minor work, but it's work which needs to be done. And I think this is also one part why we see interoperability issues with web services today. So once we have resolved the interoperability, the protocol issues on the technical level, once the platforms are enabled to support web service functionalities, and once we have applications who are capable of exposing the functionality as a web service, I think it's going to look much better than it looks today.
So do you have some examples of companies which are actually, I mean, in fact, you know, you'll of course provide examples, but I also, you know, see news about, okay, we have been able to adopt web services and we are very successful. So is that again a, like a hype or a mask that they are putting up? Like these organizations who are saying that we use web services, or we are vendors who allow you to, you know, work seamlessly with web services, and we are saying that we are not there yet. So what's the catch here?
I my experience is that today's applications who are using web services are still very restricted in terms of capabilities. Most of them are relying on using standard protocols like HTTP, XML, and SOAP. Typically, people refer to the way of doing standard messaging with SOAP when they refer to web services. Some of them are already using the interfacing technology WSDL. As you might know, this is still not final. There is work going on in the standard bodies around WSDL 1.1, and the next release is going to be WSDL 2.0. So this is not final, and obviously, it's going to have an impact on the development applications. But the stable specifications, which have been out for a couple of years, are basically XML and SOAP, and typically when people refer to successfully deploying web services and implementing them, they understand that they have been using an open protocol for messaging, and they have been using a data representation in XML, which I believe is a big benefit compared to what we have used the last decade or even longer. But it's still offering much more potential when we talk about web services than what we see today.
So when we talk about the data exchange paradigm and, you know, establishing standards, and you briefly mentioned about, you know, there are different standard bodies and they are, you know, just basically coming up with their own set of standards, not entirely different, but definitely there is a different flavor. And this fragmentation of standards, or fragmented effort towards developing one standard, has actually caused a lot of problems in the past with other technologies as well. And in this case, also it seems like, you know, it is not taking us anywhere. So what are your thoughts on this regard?
I think we first have to understand that web service standards are very different compared to other standards. And the reason is mainly that web services summarize the whole set of standards. It's not simply one specification which is standardized, which is describing web services. It's a whole set of specifications which needs to be developed. They're typically developed to different organizations. As you might know, W3C, the World Wide Web Consortium, or ACES is involved. Then industry initiatives like DPMI.org or WSI are involved. And it's a huge effort in the industry to develop those specifications. expectations and make them ready for usage in application is going on. And I think basically the amount of specification is the issue behind it and makes it really hard to develop and finalize this work in a short period of time. We see different standards, different specifications for different problems. XML is taking care of the data representation. We have messaging protocols. We have standard description protocols like WSDL. But we have to understand that all those protocols are only recommendations in the pure definition of web services. It means that one vendor can use WSDL, another vendor can use another description language. In the past, we had multiple languages. Today, since this seems to follow only using one of those protocols. But web services don't restrict you from using different ones. Same as the SOAP. You can use SOAP as underlying technology for messaging, but you can also develop your own. And web services are very open towards other messaging protocols. It wouldn't surprise me if we see in the next 5 years other messaging protocols coming up, which are going to take care of certain tasks in the web service environment. So altogether, I think it's a very moving target when we look at web service today, and it's to be understood, first of all, that we need to get some convergence in the underlying technologies by the adopters. The adopters, the end users, have to choose what technologies they prefer and what of those technologies they're going to build in their product. Once this phase happens, I believe it's going to be much more stable in terms of technologies, and we will move forward with higher specifications which are going to take care more of business layers, like transactions, like security, like business processes, and this is going to evolve the stack of the service standards. It's going to make it much more practically usable than it is today.
Now, given the understanding that you have about the standards and also what's going on in the practical world, what kind of problems people are facing, so would you actually go and suggest and caution the technology leaders in different organizations to actually wait and watch if they have not already started and they have not already invested a lot of time, effort, and dollars into it?
Are you asking about the developers of?
No, actually what I'm asking is like companies, which are organizations that are planning to adopt web services for their interaction and the way they conduct their business. I'm talking about regular business organizations. Now, the way that your answers actually indicate that, yes, there's a lot to come, and it's not only the evolution part, but even the stability factor is in question. So that being said, then actually the technology leader should be cautioned against adopting web services just as yet.
Well, I wouldn't recommend that everybody jumps on web services immediately tomorrow and starts redeploying all his applications. I mean, it's obviously not the time to do so. But at the same time, I would strongly recommend to start looking for certain applications and see how far web service technology is helpful for it. I think that the underlying thought here is that there is certainly no way that going back to other architectures we had in the past. Web services are going to set a new way of how we architect enterprise applications, and it's going to redesign all the applications which are deployed based on in the enterprise. So the direction is certainly going towards web services, and I think it's a good idea to start looking at what web services can do today, to start looking at existing technologies and protocols and start using them, and be basically on the top of this development, because it's going to have impact on the entire scope of applications in the enterprise, and it's not going to be easy to start using web services simply at one point in time. It's going to be an evolutionary process where the companies would need to get involved in web services for a longer period of time, and they would need to take care of several steps before they are really enabling all applications in web services. I think the other important view here is that web services are not only developed by the implementers, their development is supported to the underlying platform. So at some point, you will have the platform in the latest release enabling web services, and the implementer is not going to be really taking care of all the details. He's going simply to upload application, it's going to redeploy the application through web service technologies, and all this work is going to be done mostly by the underlying platform. So it's effectively not on the work done, but it's going to be supported for the technology which is underlying. And this is something which the companies are going to observe gradually over the next years. And I think each time when you see potential usage for web services in your enterprise application, I would recommend, yeah, go for it and try it out how it works for you.
Great. You know, we will, while we have seen what else should be done by the people who are still in the process of performing a due diligence to get the web services working for the organization. However, there are companies who are somewhat ahead in the game, and they already are in the process of implementing it. So we would like to discuss that in more detail about what exactly they should do to safeguard against this continuous moving target situation. But before that, let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today, college graduates average 75 to 110% more income than non-graduates. But if you don't have time to go to college, let the college come to you via the internet. At University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree when and wherever you want in just 2 to 3 years. University of Phoenix is the largest private accredited university in the U.S. We offer degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix Online at 1-800-797-3011.
Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.avval.com today. Avval is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom line improvements as a result of services rendered by us. Whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation, we back it up by our unconditional positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Avval can help your company, visit www.avval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Avval, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today.
Are you ready to get the most out of your money? Listen to Fiscal Fitness with Drs. Don Schutz and Kurt Bookbrenner every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time. On the show, Don and Kurt will discuss investment strategies, tax breaks, goal setting, and more. Whip your finances into shape. Listen to Fiscal Fitness with Drs. Don Schutz and Kurt Bookbrenner every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Talk radio from a business perspective.
Business Benefit News You Can Use with Mark A. Schoen, CFC, is a show dedicated to helping you get the biggest bang for your benefit and retirement dollars. Every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, your host, Mark Schoen, will bring you interesting discussions and topics from the Internal Revenue Service, Department of Labor, and other federal agencies about pension plans, employee benefit plans, and even federal taxation. So tune in to Business Benefits News You Can Use with Mark A. Schoen, CFC, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Real business issues, real business talk.
Informative, entertaining, and educational talk. www.voiceamerica.com. Come find out what you've been missing.
Do you want practical business talk radio that thinks outside of the box? Then you need to tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time to Business Out of the Box with Margo Maddock-Murphy. Margo will tackle many different aspects of the business world, from building and reclaiming your profit to improving communication and breakthrough thinking, with great opportunity to call in with your questions or new business ideas. Your host, Margo Maddock-Murphy, is a veteran in business deployment and profit building with companies such as AT&T and Johnson & Johnson. Her business experience spans the globe, working with over 40 countries and in 11 industries. Margo, her guests, and callers are truly your airtime business solution finder. So don't miss your chance to keep the profit in your pocket and get out of the box every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Once again, that's Business Out of the Box, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Talk radio with a business perspective.
You're listening to BusinessAmericaRadio.com on the SurfNet Radio Network, brought to you by SurfNet Media Group, publicly traded under the symbol SFNN.
You're listening to BusinessAmericaRadio.com, the leader in live business talk radio.
You are listening to Managing Technology the Right Way, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. If you have a question or comment, call toll-free at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sun Jogal.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who've just tuned in, today's topic is web services, hype versus reality. Our guest for today's show is Sunisa Zimmer. Sunisa serves as the Director of Standard Strategy at BPMI.org. He is a recognized industry thought leader in business process management, technology architecture, and internet standards, and has been since many years an influential contributor to the development and adoption of open internet standards at organizations including BPMI.org, OSS, UDDI, XML.org, and WSIN others. Before the break, we had discussed about a situation, actually this current situation about web services, where it's a moving target. The standards are still being evolved. People are learning how to go about implementing it. And while there are companies who are just performing the due diligence, and for them, Sunisa suggested that they just start going out and looking for application that would best help them, and they are all which are adopting the best standards and technologies. On the other hand, there are companies who actually were the first movers and who actually went ahead and adopted it, and now partially they might be bearing the fruits of that initial or the initiative that they took, but at the same time they must also be facing the music because of the fact that, you know, the standards are not formalized yet and there are other technologies issues. So what is the best way they can further safeguard their interests and not get into a big soup?
First of all, I think there is not a real risk behind it being the first adopter, because if you remember, as I said initially, web services are really an infrastructure technology. They are not really taking care of how you design your applications, how you deploy them, how you test them, maintain them, and so on and so forth. This can be used as it has been done in the past. Web services are providing a pure infrastructure for an open standards-based messaging protocol in a distributed environment like the Internet, and it guarantees that it's expandable in terms of new standards which are evolving, which can be used in combination with existing ones. So it's a very modular approach here, and companies who started using web services maybe years before, they certainly use existing protocols at this time, which are basically the data representation protocols, XML, and then the messaging protocols. I don't think that they are really fooled here or that they're going to have any trouble once the technologies evolve. As you remember, the technologies are going to be supported to the platforms, so the future version of the vendor-specific Java platform and of .NET from Microsoft are going to incorporate the latest versions of the protocols, and they're going to automatically take care of the applications who are executed on this platform. So you will basically get the latest version automatically through upgrades on the platform side and through deploying the services on the latest version of the platform. I think for the people who are looking in the early phase right now, which applications they want to deploy, this is certainly a more challenging question because it relates to the application vendors. Many companies are going to develop their services by themselves for their applications, but I think the majority of the companies are going to rely on existing applications which are deployed through web services, and they are going to see how the offer from enterprise application vendors and business process vendors are going to look like, and this is probably something we need to look into in the future.
So let's quickly go on to the technology platforms, underlying technology platforms which are being used to implement web services. We know the two big players, .NET and Java, are of course having a war. So, but if the very nature of the web services is that no matter what technology that you use, which is basically used to implement it, You know, if it is independent of that and should be a plug-and-play kind of feature, then why do we have this race in the first place?
That's a good question. I think from today's point of view, we are not in a web service world. So web services need to be developed, they need to be tested, deployed, and so on and so forth. And for this task, we will need platforms for various purposes. Of course, the platform is going to support the development of the web service based on all the standards. The platform is going to help to deploy them, and the platform is going to maintain and run through the life cycle of the web services in the future. For this purpose, we rely on a platform, and I think this is also what the big vendors are looking at the possibility to make money with it and to gain a competitive advantage against competitors when it really comes to web services. So the platform is an issue for both for the development as well for the operation and the runtime of web services, and for this reason I think companies are really interested in being the one who is selling the platform and who is having control over the platform, because as I already mentioned, web services are going to be depending on this platform. Yes, the platform is going to provide all the features for the infrastructure. The platform is going to decide mainly about which underlying protocol is going to be used for exchange messages, or which features are going to be used to guarantee the delivery of the message, which are part of the security features, and also decide about the specifications and the protocols for transactions and so on and so forth. So I think the platform has a very strong position here in terms of deciding which technology is going to be used. And as you remember, this whole discussion is not final. It's a very moving target today. So from this side, I think it's very important for the vendors to be involved in the platform discussion and to be also part of the decision-making process to decide which of those technologies are going to be incorporated. If there are emerging technologies which are getting more and more incorporated, as you know, they're automatically becoming de facto standards. And they have, again, an impact on the standardization process, and they have an impact on the other vendors who might also decide to use the same technologies. And at some point, we will see convergence here. But I think today is still a very strong discussion about the potential different specification and technologies which are used. And this is something which the vendors like to take care of in being involved in the platform discussion and being the one who is providing the latest versions of the technologies in their platform.
See, one thought I had about this was that because, you know, .NET and Java and maybe other technologies which might eventually come up becoming the implementation side of web services, maybe since the companies and organizations will be adopting web services to make it the very fabric and backbone of their computing, then it's possible that, you know, this is just a way to compete by saying, okay, why don't we provide you the best de facto standard for technology for implementing web services, so you adopt that. So maybe an organization which is looking at adopting web services, it might go and adopt say .NET or maybe Java, and then we'll say, okay, by the way, we have Java but we have remaining .NET, why don't we convert that to Java? And this case could be vice versa, or maybe there's a third flavor that might come out which would say, okay, we also provide you the web services technology. So this could be you can say a stepping stool for companies to help these major technology vendors to get their foot into the door into major organizations and convert them into one big technology. So, before we move on to the next question, which is basically going to talk a little bit about the ROI and the TCO, which is return on investment and total cost of ownership of web services, let's take a quick break, listeners. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today, college graduates average 75 to 110% more income than non-graduates. If you don't have time to go to college, let the college come to you via the internet. At University of Phoenix Online, you can earn your degree when and wherever you want in just 2 to 3 years. University of Phoenix is the largest private accredited university in the U.S. We offer degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more. Call University of Phoenix Online at 1-800-797-3011.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On Managing Technology the Right Way, we'll talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its associated risks. Heard every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, Sunjo Gall, the host of Managing Technology the Right Way, will interview business leaders and other experts that have shaped the way we use technology. If you want to keep up with the changing world of technology, listen to Managing Technology the Right Way with Sunjo Gall, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online, every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Looking for ways to improve your IT department? Then visit www.avval.com today. Aval is a professional services firm with a mission to help companies align IT with their business objectives through strategy, technology, branding solutions, and services. Our commitment is to ensure bottom-line improvements as a result of services rendered by us. Whether it's an IT needs assessment, strategy development, or related implementation, we back it up by our unconditional, positive ROI guarantee. To find out how Aval can help your company, visit www.aval.com or call 1-800-947-2832. Aval, making IT work and look better. www.avval.com. Visit today.
Talk radio with a business perspective. This is BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Answer Man, how may I help you?
Yeah, Answer Man, I don't know whether to sell my stock or buy more. What should I do?
I think you should buy, diversify, and hold.
Wow, thanks, Answer Man. How did you know that?
Because I'm the Answer Man. I'll tell you. Conscious investing.
Conscious investing?
That's right, Conscious Investing with Ross Hoffman and Jason Griffith. I called into the show with a question, and they helped me achieve clarity with my business planning. I'll tell you what, Jason and Ross really know their stuff, and they can help you with your stock question. Catch them every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on Business America Radio.
Thanks, Answer Man.
Look, you don't have to be the Answer Man to know where to get all of your financial questions answered. Just tune in to Conscious Investing every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Whether you are out to change the world or the world is changing around you, you need to tune in to Changing Context with Linda Ireland and Chris LeVictor Mahai every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. On the show, Linda and Chris will bring you topics, tools, and interesting perspectives each week to help you as your business grows into a successful corporation. Once again, that's Changing Context, heard every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Talk radio with a business perspective.
Informative, entertaining, and educational talk. www.voiceamerica.com. Come find out what you've been missing.
Does your 9-to-5 make you feel 6 feet under? Tune in to One-on-One with nationally known columnist Jay Whitehead to learn ways to turn your career around. Heard every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, Jay will give you tips on promotions, salary negotiations, relocation, and the real skinny on bonus money. So tune in and get out of the 9-to-5 rut with One-on-One with Whitehead every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
The challenges facing today's brand marketers are constantly changing. Stay a step ahead of the game by listening to Brands on Demand with your host, Doug Rand, the president and founder of Brandsize. On the show, Doug will provide tips and insights into maximizing your brand return in an ever-demanding marketplace. Take your business to the next level. Join Doug Rand for Brands on Demand every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com. Real business issues, real business talk.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is BusinessAmericaRadio.com.
Welcome back to Managing Technology the Right Way with Sunjo Gall, brought to you by the University of Phoenix Online. Call in with your questions at 1-866-233-7861. Now back to the show. Here's Sunjo Gall.
Welcome back to the show, folks. For listeners who just tuned in, today's topic is web services, hype versus reality, and our guest for today's show is Sunisa Zimek, the Director of Standard Strategy at BPMI.org. We had discussed before the break about, you know, a situation where we are talking about the technology platform race, about what platform is going to win. There's Java, there's .NET, and maybe other flavors might come up. And subsequent to that, I was just about to pick up the question before the break where we were going to talk about the ROI and TCO of web services implementation. We all know that while potential incremental value generated by web services is significant, or it is perceived to be significant, the corresponding cost of integrating it with the existing system or systems would be very easily offsetting the savings and or profits. And so are there any measures which would allow us to do this math and basically beforehand and not take on the initiative of using the web services at all if we see that the net rate of return could be negative? Or do you think an organization should go for it anyways, Sunisa?
I think it's a question of the strategy and the planning which you're doing. Basically, a question in regards short-term versus long-term strategy. For the short-term strategy, I would strongly recommend that you should be critical and do the math first and make sure that there is a clear return of investment and that you understand how much time it's going to take and how much it's going to cost you before you will see some benefits from redesigning your application using web service technology. This is certainly no doubt about this. But in terms of long-term investment, I think you have to understand that long-term the architecture is going to go in the enterprise computing towards web services. I usually observe a cycle of every 10 to 12 years, and there's a major change in the architecture in the software industry. If you look 20 years backwards, we had the mainframe computing. Then about 10 or 12 years ago, we looked at the client-server computing, which was a major change in the underlying architecture. And today, we are moving towards the open internet-based distributed computing model, which is, again, a major shift. And I would think that this shift is much bigger than the one we had between mainframe computing and client-server computing. So we have to understand that the industry is moving towards a new architecture and new computing model, and the long-term recommendation is certainly start looking at web services as soon as possible and make decisions on a one-on-one basis when you feel that there's the right application and the right technology for your problem. Start using it as soon as possible, because at some point in time, the migration is going to happen gradually for all the applications towards these technologies, and you will have less work later if you start doing it earlier. So I would recommend go for it, yeah.
Well, what are the typical scenarios where web services could make significant difference? At the same time, what are the scenarios where thinking about adopting web services is a waste? Do you have some stories that you could share?
Yeah. About 2 years ago when we started this organization, WSI, I've been appointed as the chairman of the sample applications working group. So we had a group of about 100 vendors and other companies sitting together and thinking about what kind of applications are really making sense with existing web services technology. And we came with a list of requirements, and we observed that at this point in time, and I think this still holds for today, we don't have too strong technologies around security. So it's not a good idea to look at transactions which are financial transactions or around some applications which require strong security for the financial sector and so on. But where it made sense was to use software web service technologies for many applications, for example, in the supply chain management area, basically where you have process ordering and where you have execution of material delivery and other applications which are not really heavily depending on security features, but which are more something which is a question of integrating existing systems. Many customers today and many companies are looking at a very heterogeneous landscape, the IT landscape in their company. They have platforms from various vendors, they have applications from different vendors, and they cannot replace them from one day to the other. So what they're looking at is that the integration technology, which basically goes cross-platform, cross-application, cross-language, which allows to use what's existing, but to add on the top new features. And I think those kind of applications are very appropriate for example, a complete scenario for supply chain management, starting with an order catalog order, and then the order was submitted to an material system who was in the background talking while web services with a background system who was ordering the material, and in case it's necessary, it was doing a back order, and then it was talking back to the end user in the front who could approach the his order and could see the status of his order through a web service. And we had an implementation which was running on 10 different platforms in terms of a combination of programming language, operating system, and development environment. As you know, many vendors are combining their platforms like Java with the development environment, and the big strength of web-services usually lies not in the choice of the platform in terms of operating system, but in choice of the development environment, because the development environment decides how quickly you develop your applications and how productive you are when you are really looking in terms of time and cost for development of web-services. So we had successfully in about 1 year time frame developed 10 different implementations of the same scenario, which were able to talk to each other across different platforms, different languages, and I think this was pretty successful in terms of showing how web services can leverage the existing investment in your IT, in your company, and add a value on the top of the existing infrastructure.
We're short on time, so very quickly, would you be able to share some your vision about web services, the way you see it evolving in coming years, and is there more to come in the way it could deliver value?
My personal view is that web services are, regardless how we call it, but this open, distributed, internet-based platform computing, this is the trend which we are going to see over the next 5 years or 10 years. And web services are only the first starting point. As I initially mentioned, it started with the question, is it an implementation or is it a service behind, which is really important. And I think web services put the focus on the service side. What you're seeing right now is technology developed to support the sort of software as a service through all these technologies and protocols. And I think we are only at the beginning right now with this technology. We'll see much more in the next years. The challenge is obviously to manage the different and the many protocols which need to be used to successfully implement all the applications. And I think this is a big an open question right now. Are we going to be able to resolve the complexity behind various protocols and make them work together in a homogeneous way? Or are they basically going to overkill and the complexity is going to make it impossible to be successful? I personally believe that these questions need to be resolved in the platform level. The platform vendors need to take care of all these protocols and need to incorporate them in their platform to make it easier for the implementer and the end user who doesn't want to deal with low-level protocol questions, who basically wants to be productive in terms of knowing that his platform supports all the open standards. At the same time, he knows he doesn't need to understand the details. So I think it's basically a question of mapping technology into the platform and providing all those features in a very comprehensive way to the end user. This is going to make services successful.
Thank you again. On behalf of the show and our listeners, I would like to thank you, Sunisa, for helping out in sifting hype from reality with respect to web services.
Thank you, Sanjay. It was great here talking to you.
Web services promises to revolutionize not only the way we develop software systems, but how we do business. We have come a long way in solving the bottleneck issues pertaining to security and transactional handling, but are not there yet. We are still struggling with fragmentation issues, with standards, technology platform wars, and sacred cow issues that are leading to financial and goodwill losses for organizations adopting them and then living with it. Given these hard facts, will web services deliver as promised? Let us know what you think by sending us an email to talkshow.participate@awol.com. That is talkshow.participate@awol.com. Thank you again for listening to Managing Technology the Right Way. This is Sanjog Aul, your talk show host. Till next Friday, take care and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Managing Technology the Right Way. Please join Sanjog Aul next Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time right here on BusinessAmericaRadio.com.